Hey everyone, welcome to the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. This one, obviously everybody knows this one, as far as the end of the month. This is the podcast where we go over the Raw Edit Contest winners. And this is always a fun one because I get to see pretty much every month some creativity out in the community, and it actually gives me inspiration as well to see how different people edit. Because, you know, we can all get kind of stuck in our own ways as far as editing goes. You know, we can all push the same sliders, and that's what's all beauty about, the beauty about it as well is we all have access to the same type of tools. So it's really cool to see how some people can take an image and really make something different. So this one for this month, if you're not familiar with it, was more of a wedding scene. We haven't done something like that recently, so thought this would be kind of a nice little curveball to throw everybody. But everybody did a fantastic job. If you guys aren't doing this already, you guys could probably a lot of you could probably kind of start a career in editing wedding photos. So yeah, it was a really good results that we've had for this podcast or for this Raw Edit Contest. So for this podcast, I'm gonna go over the two honorable mentions and then the first, second, third place winners, and then we'll go over the August contest. I almost said September. I don't know what's going on, but I almost said September, and I could have swore next month was September. But we are in August, so we got another fun photo to edit for August. So let's go ahead and roll into the edits here. The first one is from Ken Martin. So Ken, know you from the group, been posting a while. Fantastic edit. The colors are great. Obviously, a majority of everybody here did a sky replacement. Maybe there was a one or two that didn't, but everybody did a good sky replacement, and it's very good. It wasn't a very tricky sky replacement because there was a lot of sharper edges. There was one tree that was kind of in the way, and on some of the photos, you can definitely tell people had issues with the tree. But overall, it was a very, very good edit. The warmth is great. The tones, very earthy tones. You can't go wrong with an orange and blue theme when it comes to, or a teal and blue, a lot of people say, when it comes to tonal ranges. So overall, very, very, very good edit. I really, really enjoyed that one. So thank you very much for submitting, Ken. The next one is from Bruce Russell. Again, no Bruce as far as posting there. Posts a pretty good amount. Again, it was more of a warm tone. A lot of these went more warm, with kind of one exception here, but a lot of everybody went with a more warm tone. And what I really liked about this one, I think this was a sky replacement. I really can't tell. I know that Bruce added in a little bit of a sun pop in the left corner, I believe. But what was really cool about this one, I think, Bruce, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it looks like they did kind of I guess it's a vignette, but I'm blanking on the name of it, but it's the vignette where the spot focus sort of thing, where they're kind of focusing on the couple, but blurring everything else out around it for the most part. So, that's what if I'm comparing it between some photos, that's what it looks like. But I could be wrong, but it really makes the photo, the couple in the photo stand out really, really well. And I really like how it's on the warmer side, but it's not overly warm, I guess. The greens are very good. The greens are very saturated, and just overall really, really nice photo. So thank you, Bruce, for that. So those are the two honorable mentions here. Now we're going to go into the third place winner. The third place winner is more of a kind of a soft image, a dreamy image. And that one is from Pat Cortez. That one, again, it's more of that soft. Looks like they took the clarity slider and bumped it down a little bit. A lot of people actually take the clarity slider and never even attempt to see what it looks like when you pull it to the left, to the negative side. And it really makes that dreamy look. That it was a really good photo. The sky replacement was very good. The addition of the birds really helps over the couple. One thing I would have done probably is kind of maybe did a little bit of a blur on the birds, because they're a little bit sharp compared to the softness of the scene. But overall, it's a very, very great edit. Again, more on that orange and teal. You're never going to go wrong with that. A lot of people love the orange and teal look, and that's exactly what we have here. And it works out very, very well. So that is a very good edit there. The next one, it was really a toss-up here between two images, as far as the first and second place goes. And the second one is from Alvin Heron. Alvin posts a lot. And this one is where Alvin added fireworks in the background. So he changed it from a day to night scene. It's a very good edit. I like the addition of the fireworks. There's parts of it that I wish were a little bit cleaner, but what I did like, and I was wondering if somebody was going to do this, if they added something in, such as fireworks or some, you know, a sky replacement, like a lot of people did, if they were going to take the extra steps of kind of adding the reflection in the water, because there's water right where the couple is. And obviously with fireworks, you're definitely going to see a reflection of those going off in the sky. And that's exactly what Alvin did, added that reflection in there. There were a couple people who did do a sky replacement and did do a slight reflection in the water. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to go back and look, but it looks like Alvin not only put the reflection in there, but he put ripples in the water, because I don't think originally there were ripples. I think it was just kind of a blank slate of water. So that really adds to that effect of the fireworks going off. So very, very awesome edit. I really like that one, and I really like it when people turn day photos into night photos, just to kind of see how everybody does that, whether they just desaturate it and more bring the white balance down to a cooler side, or they go in crazy with it and take the highlights down and the shadows down a little bit more to darken it up. It's a really, really cool way of doing that. So thank you, Alvin, as always, for participating in the contest. And this next one, or the first place winner, the winner of the $50 Sleek Lens gift card, is the Disillusion Gallery. So I don't have a person's name, but that's the name that's on the Facebook posting. The Delusional Gallery. Sorry about that. Delusional Gallery. So they did a really nice edit. The colors are great. I like that. I like that. You know, we're so used to a lot of times of people taking. I'm not sure this is exactly what he did or they did, but they took the shadows. They're not afraid to use shadows. There's a lot of times where landscape photographers, portrait photographers, not so much, I guess, but a lot of landscape photographers or real estate photographers or something along those lines really take the shadows and up the shadows so you can see more shadow detail. But there's something to be said for seeing the contrast, the natural contrast of the scene. And I really like seeing that here as well. Sky replacement, good. Colors, good. Everybody did a good job with the sky replacements. I want to go back to that real quick. Everybody did a great job there. But one thing that I noticed throughout most of the sky replacements, everybody did a very appropriate job of doing a sky replacement. They didn't take a sky that was completely outrageous and didn't fit the scene and threw it in there. So, you know, the sun placement was great. There wasn't a sun, you know, two sun scenario going on. Overall, really good. So the Delusional Gallery, if you want to email me at jordan@sleeklens.com, we'll get your $50 Sleek Lens gift card to you. And I'd appreciate you guys entering the contest as always. I just love seeing the creativity that goes on with the community. Okay, so now let's talk about the edit contest for August 2020. I know we probably all want to forget that it is 2020 with all the craziness going on, but this is just another fun way of doing something to keep everybody's off of the weirdness out in the world. So this photo is a really good photo as if you're a landscape photographer and want to do some dramatic stuff. I really see somebody taking this image, and you can. I try to picture these images if I were to take the images and edit them, for a contest or something. This one is really probably one that you can go crazy with some special effects. It's a volcano image, very sunset-y kind of image, very dramatic. So this is going to be a really fun edit at the end of the month to get some cool special effects, lightning going off and fire and whatever. It's going to be really fun. So I can't wait to see that as well. So head on over to the links in the show notes. We're going to have links to all the stuff where you can enter the contest, download the image, all that fun stuff. And thank you guys for joining me in this podcast. I always appreciate it. And we'll see you for the results.